This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Everything was neat. All the chairs were tucked in. It was fine. I didn't have to move anything, and I just walked through and came back. And then just now, I got up and walked around, did the same loop, and there were like 10 chairs as askew in there as I've ever seen. I don't understand. Like, what happened to those chairs?
It's Mike Shope.
I don't know. What would make the most sense?
And the Bulldog.
I am shook by this. Honest to God, I do not understand what just happened.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Did you go down there during a break and move the chairs?
I've been doing it every day.
It was me all along!
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Update. I've given up arranging the chairs. I've stopped. Someone who's in there for meetings on a regular basis likes to have one of the chairs that doesn't match on the, because there's two different style chairs in there. And this began with me initially just putting them neatly under the table or at the table, so that it will look nice when everybody walks in there again. And that pleases me when I walk in there later after I've done it. It's like the room looks nice. But there were two different kinds of chairs, so I had segregated them to opposite sides of the room. So like one side's got all the one kind of chair, the other. Somebody who sits in on the one side of the table, I'm assuming at meetings, likes the one kind of chair.
They move it around.
That doesn't match. So they keep, and we were having a silent battle for a few weeks. And I finally just said, you know what? I don't sit here. It's not for me to keep moving this chair on this person. Let them have their chair. And with that comes anything goes now. As long as I can walk through there, I don't care. So I'm done fixing the room.
And I'm done messing it up.
Right. There. We reached a natural conclusion.
I'm done messing
some
with the
kind,
room.
I guess.
I mean, vertical tabs, incongruous chair arrangements. Man, somebody's going to reach out to you, I think, at some point here pretty soon.
Oh.
This man.
They don't know.
This man is in need of some assistance.
They don't.
The chairs now? The tabs now? The chairs?
Listen, I'm bragging. This is a sign of progress.
Okay, you're not going to worry about
I'm
it.
I'm leaving it alone.
Okay. Maybe I'm not done messing with it.
Oh, yeah, right. You're going to push it to see how far I'll go leaving it alone. Yeah. But I'm leaving it alone. As long as I can walk through there, you know, when it gets dark out at 5 o'clock, you know, when we get to the winter, again.
Long ways off.
Yeah. And so, but I feel like I've made a positive step toward managing my neurosis.
Good. Yeah. Well, get out the tab that has all the teams there,
okay,
the standings, some call it.
I've got it open.
It's time now for reverse AFC power rankings powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit empireelectricians.com. On the official sheet, I have us having not done this since 2 weeks ago today. Did we not do this last week?
I had done.
May 9th is the last recorded edition.
That's the official record. Then that's when we did it.
There's no way we would have done this without
absolutely not
writing the names on this.
There is not, and that's a sheet of paper with only like two versions of this on it. If I see correctly, right? Like
you've got this
two,
one, yeah.
2 weeks, yeah. So we would not have started a new sheet. You would not have started a new sheet. That one. So yeah, we definitely didn't do it last week.
From the vertical tabs to the incongruous chair arrangements to the slightly off-center listing of the power rankings.
I don't need to see.
I need help.
I don't need to see the sheet.
I need help. Reverse AFC power rankings. I thought we did one post-schedule, but I guess not. Well, this is post-schedule. 16.
I still want to punish Pittsburgh for just having their thumb sticking out on the side of the road hoping Aaron Rodgers drives by.
I enjoyed our conversation with Andrew Filippone yesterday, as I always do, on the Steelers. And it comes down to motives, like it often does in sports. It comes down to motives. They want to hang around. And that's what the Aaron Rodgers thing is. And they'll probably be able to do that with him. Is it worth anything to their fans? Most of their fans, anyway? Probably not. But as they would see it, it's probably better than being terrible. So, I mean, not that this needs to be explained. It's obvious what their motive would be. And I still think, no matter what you think of him or that kind of motivation, they're still not the Browns. So I'll go Cleveland.
I'll go Cleveland as well.
Fair.
I think it's fair.
I admittedly, I'm punishing a team that I have usually defended continuing, because you've been more like I am right now with them in other years, even. I want
right.
plural there, and I'm always sticking up my hand going, they're going to go 9-8 at worst. Like, they can't be this low.
It's close.
High, excuse me.
It's close.
But anyway.
I might still rather be the Browns. But, you know, that's, I feel like that's strained, a little bit strained. I mean, to say you'd rather be the Browns over anybody is, all right.
Right. Why? On top of everything else they've had going on, now it looks like maybe they're spoiling for a fight about a stadium with the mayor or something. Like,
good timing.
Like, what in the world are you doing? Like, no one, you have really taken your fans, you've put your fans through the ringer here. Anyway, all right, yeah, so Browns, 15.
15.
By law, do I have? I guess I have to say with the Steelers. So you guys can.
I'll agree.
Agree. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's not great. Maybe the bottom drops out.
Yeah, maybe. I think I can legitimately say, I don't know that I would rather be the Jets. No, I would. They're clear of Aaron Rodgers.
What is the worst Steelers team of the last 50 years? What was the worst Steelers team's record over the last 50 years? Were they maybe 5-11 once?
I don't know. What were they when they picked? They were picking 11th, I think, when they picked Ben in 2004. I have no idea if that was their own pick or if they traded up.
2003, they were 6-10.
Okay.
6-10 in 99. 5-11 in 88. Like the end of Chuck Knoll, pretty much. Yeah, that's it. 5-11 is the answer. The last 50 years. Pre-merger, they were always terrible. And then
Chuck Knoll.
That draft, Chuck Knoll.
Right.
Wow. Pretty good streak.
Yeah.
Or half century. 14. Pretty good half century.
I guess I'll get to the Jets here. I just think it's going to be a while. I don't have... it's fine to be bullish on Aaron Glenn and starting over and, you know, culture. I mean, we went through that here with McDermott, and maybe the Jets have their McDermott and Aaron Glenn. I'm open-minded to that. But Justin Fields, no.
They'll only know if they have their McDermott if they get their Allen.
Right, and they definitely do not have their Allen.
He's not going to be there 9 years.
Right. They have their Justin Fields right now, which...
I am eager to see it. Fields, you know, it's the fantasy player in me, but Fields can be, he can really go. Like, if he's able to process, somehow he gets a different voice in his head and it clicks for him, and he's able to fit in his running with,
yeah,
like, some just more efficient passing, then I think it could get interesting. But that's a big if.
That is a huge if. That is the hardest thing, I think, to get is that. They've been got. I think Lossman might have been this. Like, a lot of talent, big arm, you know.
Could move.
Yeah. Decent athletically, even maybe better than decent. Above average, certainly, athletically. But I just don't think you could see it. And I think we've seen enough of Fields at this point. It would really surprise me, even shock me, if he suddenly figured out how to read it. So I think without that piece, he's always going to be capable of making incredible plays. Because when he does see it, or when it just falls into place, when it's just easy, he can make the big throw, and he certainly can move. But I just don't think he's going to see it enough. So
just to quickly add, I think the most interesting scenario there would be the Jets having the Giants season when Daboll showed up and they made the playoffs, and then like, okay, well, are they actually good? No, but they paid Jones off of that, and you know, they would come to regret it, and most people told them, said it was a bad idea, but they had the pressure of the timing. They made the playoffs and they won in Minnesota with Jones and got blown out, I think, in Philadelphia, and they're like, all right, well, I guess this is a Fitzpatrick kind of situation. I guess this is our quarterback. And I think if the Jets have enough talent where they could have like a 10-7 if he's just not the worst, and then what? I think it's a 2-year deal, but you know, maybe he ends up getting a long-term thing and sort of having a career that way. Big if, again. 13. Titans.
Sure.
What have they done?
I'm fine there. The number one overall pick, that can be a big swing. But even if it feels to me like that's – I don't think this guy's tracking Cam Ward like, say, Jaden Daniels last year. Like, he shows up and just, like, transforms the –
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Organization. You know, maybe. But
maybe.
I don't think he's quite that. He's not that athlete. You can be optimistic about him, but expect, you know, the rookie curve a little bit more than you had with a guy like Daniels last year. So.
You think, the thing though is, like, Daniels, man, I guess I'm not quite as keen on, like, how he did it. But it wasn't like you looked at Washington and saw great surrounding talent. It wasn't the Bears. Like, it wasn't, it was Terry McLaurin, Brian Robinson, Eckler, Zach Ertz. Like, really just mid when it came to weapons. And they were like fifth in the league in points, more than the Eagles last year. I mean, he must have been really good. I only saw him a few times. He just must have been really good, Daniels. Who scored more? Detroit, Tampa, Buffalo, Baltimore. Fifth in the league in points, Washington. 12.
Colts for me.
I'll also go Colts.
Fine. So far, this list is identical to 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah?
11.
Bills.
We got to have it come out a little bit different.
I'm just after the clicks. Chargers. I'm just after the clicks, people. Chiefs. Just trying
radio to, show in Buffalo.
Trying to upset the...
Says Kansas City's the AFC's 11th best team. That would be great.
They got picked up by, like, what? I don't even know. Awful announcing or something. That would be
all we awesome. Need is Brandon Bean to call in.
Right.
Then everybody would know. 11. New England? No. Miami,
yeah. Yeah, that's fine.
That's also the same.
10.
Wow.
New England? Vegas.
Sure.
Jacksonville.
I'll say Vegas.
Me too.
Bad news on Wilkins today, I saw. He's having trouble coming back from a foot injury, I think it was. Man, when he was right in Miami, he was right up there with...
He was a problem.
Yeah, he was a real problem. He was like Quinnen Williams in New York. Like, that's, you know, just same draft. Is that Oliver and Quinnen Williams? Like, the AFC East got these tackles that same year. Was Barmore in New England that same year, too? I can't remember. Anyway, he's had blood clot issues, too, Barmore, but I think that's tracking positively. This thing with Wilkins doesn't sound good. Anyway, fine. Raiders.
9.
Houston.
Ooh. Jacksonville better than Houston? No, not for me. New England for me.
Yeah, I think I'll go New England too. Yeah.
I mean, let's see first, maybe. Let's just see.
Yeah.
How do they start? I've got it. Home to the Raiders, at the Dolphins, home to the Steelers, home to Carolina, then here, then at New Orleans, then at Tennessee, then home to Cleveland. What the heck? Listen to that. That's the Patriots' first 8 games.
That sounds like 6-2.
Raiders, Dolphins, Steelers, Panthers, Bills, Saints, Titans, Browns.
Are there any UFL teams on their schedule?
Atlanta, Tampa, Jets.
Yes.
They haven't even played the Jets yet. Cincinnati, Giants, Bills, Baltimore, Jets, Dolphins. Yeah, that could be 10 wins. All right. 8.
I will go Houston here. I think I'm going to stick with my... I like Travis Hunter and Brian Thomas Jr., two receivers and a quarterback who hasn't really broken through all the way yet, do not necessarily make for a great team, and they don't have to be great. They're just I like them a little better than Houston right now.
I got to say, I guess Houston's the vote, but Jacksonville, 6 games worse, and I can't put them as better than Houston, but you guys did. That's got to be a lot on Hunter and the new coach,
yep,
who you consider to be weird.
But I'm coming around.
You're coming around.
I'm coming around.
As he stops talking,
he stops going Duval and starts talking.
You got to do the eyebrow raise.
And starts talking about the offense running through Brian Thomas Jr. I think, okay, maybe this guy's maybe going to be all right over there.
Bashal Tutin. 7, Jacksonville. 7?
Yes, fine. Are we still chalky from 2 weeks ago, or did that change?
That's a little different in the last 4.
Okay.
But same 4 teams, different order. 7-10. That's a tier right there. 6, LAC.
Sure. Come on, Justin Herbert.
Right.
Right, like 2 years ago, what was it? Yeah, Davante Adams went to the Raiders, and the Chargers have got Herbert, and that division, they're just going to eat each other because, you know, Herbert's on this tier with all the other good young quarterbacks in the AFC. Nope. Just has not happened yet.
That game at the Raiders, the season finale, where if that had been a tie, they would both make the playoffs, and it was so close to happening. And the Raiders broke off 1 run. The Chargers were 1 run away from the most interesting outcome ever having that happen, the tie gets them both in, and they couldn't stop Josh Jacobs on that one run. They lose. That's very Chargers. Five.
Cincinnati.
Yep.
Matt.
Four, Denver.
Denver, yeah.
Well, congrats to Denver. Four.
Were you just talking earlier today that you like them more than the Chargers?
I do.
You were talking to Sam, I think you brought that up.
I do. I'm not sure I'm right. It might come from fantasy, and Sam made the right point to me, which was like, it's very different, and I know it is, but talking about them on the FFPC podcast, like, I'm just out on all the Chargers. I'm out on Omarion Hampton as like a fifth round pick in fantasy. I'm out on even McConkey seems rich in the second round. They said to me, like, consider Rashee Rice, who goes like late third, over like even like a guy like McConkey. And I think that's the right point. Rice is cheap right now. He's going to go up. Three. Chiefs.
Kansas City.
Two. You guys beat me to it. I thought I was going to be cheeky saying Chiefs. I wasn't sure what the pecking order has been recently.
I think we got a break here, but I think the talking about the echo chamber and how a lot of guys sound the same, sort of the group think New England, good, Miami, bad. I feel like the Chiefs, there's sort of a down moment. Like, off-season moves don't like them. The Super Bowl was ugly. We had suspension and injury stuff with Rice and Worthy, different ways, different guys for a minute. That's kind of all gone away, maybe. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. It sounds sort of like maybe we're bored. I think the Chiefs thing seems like it's in a lull
now. When did we talk to Alex Gold? Was that earlier this week? Or was that last week?
Week on the schedule?
Like, left tackle is still a question.
He said five different left tackles in the five Super Bowls.
Right.
That's interesting. Also, it's five Super Bowls.
Right.
Two.
With five different left tackles, so, like, who cares, maybe? Like, how concerned should you be? They find a way.
Apparently now there's proof that that isn't an important position.
Right.
Two. Who wants to say it?
Buffalo.
Yeah, me too. I gotta agree. Baltimore won. Baltimore continuing to win the spreadsheets and win the offseason and win the regular season. Congrats to them. Congrats. That's more of a congrats than a congrats. After the update, Dave Buchanan to preview tomorrow's NLL Final, Bandits and Saskatchewan. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.